And joining us right now at PMP Network is Pamela Day. Pamela is from Apprentice 2, which is on NBC, I believe. How are you, Pamela?
I'm terrific. You believe you don't watch the show?
No, I haven't watched that many this year.
Is there one American that doesn't watch The Apprentice?
And I watched last year's all the whole season, but I just haven't caught this year too much.
Well, you've missed it, let me tell you. Quite a show.
I guess I have, but you know, I have caught the some trailers online and things like that, so I kind of understand what's been going on there.
Oh, okay.
And I do understand one thing that I've actually read by that a few of the female contestants, they have respect for you, but not many of the other people there.
That seems to be a common message that I hear from a lot of fans and a lot of folks in the media that for some reason, American working women mainly cannot relate to the other women, some of the other women on the show. I think they're just having a tough time, and, you know, I think it's really a shame because I was so excited to see a really top-notch, you know, hard-charging group of women take the lead this year and win. But I don't know. I have my concerns. It may go to a man this year.
Well, it's, you know, Stacey was one of the people that we quoted here who said that she thinks the girls all have issues and they all lack character and integrity except for Pam. Pam is a nice person overall.
Yeah, that's very sweet of her. I'm actually, I think, the only person that she still keeps in touch with. She's not so far off. I mean, I think there are other women there that certainly had integrity and character. I think there was something about the chemistry of a few of the women on the team that when they got together, it's like they brought out the worst in each other, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think their insecurities got the best of them, and, you know, it's a shame. You know, you saw some maybe not the nicest or most professional behavior.
You're a pretty successful businesswoman. What were you doing on this show in the first place? I mean, you know, what were you trying to accomplish by getting on the show?
You know, I asked myself that a few times myself. I decided to do the show. I was on the fence about it. And I decided to do it because I really am just such a competition junkie. I just love to compete. And I really wanted a woman to win this season. And I really thought that I was super qualified and had a very high likelihood of winning, so I really wanted to go out and kind of show my stuff. And I thought, you know, the downside is, even if I don't win, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm constantly building businesses, and this should be some great exposure for the businesses that I'm building. And, you know, I didn't win, but, you know, so far I've been right about the exposure on Crimson Holdings and the other businesses that I've started. So, you know, either way, I'm still a winner, you know?
Crimson Holdings, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I started an investment firm about 2 years ago. It's a private firm. We take individuals' money and pool it together into private funds, and we invest in alternative investments, meaning, you know, not your kind of straight S&P or, you know, Dow Jones kind of equities. We invest in income-producing real estate and developmental real estate and equity hedge fund strategies. And, you know, our investors are kind of, you know, private folks like you and me and anybody else who wants to tap into those other types of investments. And the company is growing like gangbusters. I mean, the PR just from the show is overwhelming. It's been incredible. Really great.
Hmm. Well, talking about big assets, I'm looking at the Maxim. Maxim magazine.
That's a nice segue.
And boy, oh boy, you do have award-winning breasts there, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Well, you know, but you don't want to be judged by them. It says here in the story that they put with it that about sex appeal, that you're becoming more comfortable with your sexuality and using sex appeal. But, you know, when you have some talent as an investment partner, and you're educated, you're intelligent, why flaunt the breasts?
You know, I don't consider, you know, taking a photograph necessarily flaunting anything. But, you know, my whole life, I grew up in the 80s, you know, when women were told you've got to button up and be very, you know, hyper-covered and very masculine in order to be successful in business. And I bought into it, you know, and I was an investment banker for about 5 years. And then, you know, I was working in kind of corporate America and living and dying by that code. And once I started my own companies about 4 years ago, I could kind of lighten that up and make my own rules. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that I tend to be more successful like that. I tend to be more successful when I really am myself. I'm very balanced. I'm not afraid to be feminine. I'm not afraid to be, you know, a little sexy. Because if you spend your whole, you know, professional time trying to cover up, you know, who you are, it's tiresome, and people don't really get a good feel for you. I think that women today can be sexy and can be feminine and can be motherly and can be a whole other, you know, slew of characteristics that maybe they didn't feel comfortable being in the workplace before.
Hmm.
So I'm not afraid to take a photo in Maxim. I'm not afraid for people to think that, you know, I'm attractive and sexy because, you know, when it comes down to it, my investors and my business partners work with me because I make them a lot of money, not because of how I look in, you know, in Maxim magazine.
Well, you look great.
Oh, well, thanks so much.
And you know, 30 years down the road, it'll be nice to have that.
That's kind of why I thought, you know, when I'm 90, I'm going to want to remember that I was kind of cute at one point, right?
Yeah, more than kind of cute. Kind of sultry looking.
Well, that's, you know, that's the lighting.
Yeah, you know, I gotta ask you a question about the Donald.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, the guy has charisma by the carton.
Yeah.
And has always attracted very beautiful women and has had an air of success even when he's having problems. Now that you've got to kind of know him a little bit up close, do you find that he has that kind of, you know, magnetic appeal?
Yeah, absolutely. He has perfected the ability to command a room. I don't know how he did it, but from the minute he walks into a room, the way that he walks, the look on his face, the way that he speaks to people, he's masterful, really masterful. It's like watching poetry in motion. I only wish that I had, you know, that level of charisma and the ability to really sell. He's constantly selling, even when he's not saying a word. So he's quite good at it. And what you see on camera is pretty close to what he is. It's not as if the cameras turn off and all of a sudden, you know, he's doing slapstick. You know, I mean, he really is the way that he seems on the show.
Right.
He's very bright. He's very personable. And, you know, he's kind of a guy's guy. He says what he thinks. You know, I think he's kind of an emotional guy. You know, makes decisions on gut. And he's very bright. And he's just, I mean, he is our, you know, centuries, you know, P.T. Barnum. To people my age, he's our P.T. Barnum.
Do you yourself find yourself attracted to older guys?
Lately I do, funny enough. Lately I do. Now, I just moved, you know, Crimson has an office in San Francisco, and we just opened up an office in Los Angeles. So I just moved here to Los Angeles. And Los Angeles has this, you know, dichotomy of very young, you know, kind of up-and-coming actor types, and then older, more established business people. And I tend to gravitate toward older, more established business people, I suppose.
Hmm.
Why, are you asking me out on a date?
No.
I'm just teasing you.
But, you know, I would in a second, but my wife wouldn't let me.
We can bring her.
Well, I don't think she goes with that kind of thing. Although that would be fine with me as well. See, you've hit my sore spot here, but as a married guy, I couldn't do that. But I'll tell you something, that you are probably one of the most beautiful and eligible bachelorettes I've seen.
Oh, well, that's...
And you have the combination of the looks and the... and I can tell, you know, you're a smoldering volcano underneath. I can tell that already. So
well,
some guy's going to get
Scorpio.
Very lucky.
I am a Scorpio, and you know what they say about Scorpios.
Yeah, well, I can just tell. You're the right guy is going to have a very good time with you. He'll be very challenged as well.
Well, they can always contact me at pamday.com. That's where all of my fan mail comes. And I'm actually, you know, most of my fan mail comes from women. And now that the Maxim is out, I wonder if that's going to change.
I think it would, but pamday.com will actually put your email address with the interview.
Oh, terrific.
So folks listening, so if there's any media moguls out there or mini moguls out there who want to introduce themselves to Pam, would you ever consider going out with like a guy who's, you know, got nothing on the ball?
Nothing on the ball?
I mean, there are people out there that personally, I've always dated people who were pretty successful and who had a drive and goals because That's the way I am. But I mean, there are people out there who don't care about things like that.
Yeah, you know, I've got a very interesting group of friends that range from classmates of mine from Harvard who are hyper-driven to artists who maybe aren't so hyper-driven. And while I tend to be very attracted friend-wise to those types of people because they're so interesting and they're so fun, I don't normally date them because I think that I would overpower them. I think over time I would just steamroller them. And
yes, quite true.
Yeah, so, you know, I have to be kind of sensitive to what I'm like. You know, I can be a tough cookie.
And one of these people who's dated supermodels, dated soap stars and, you know, Playboy penthouse people, and none of them ever, you know, intimidated me in any way. Because
really?
That's not the kind of guy I am.
Really?
No. I can't be intimidated like that.
You know, it's hard for me to date someone extraordinarily good-looking. It makes me self-conscious for some reason.
Well, if you see my picture, you know that wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, really? There's something that's unnerving about a man who's better-looking than you are. You know, like, my mother told me, never marry a man who's better-looking than you.
Well, see, I think that I look at you here and I said, if you married a really good-looking guy and had kids, they'd probably do pretty well in the gene pool.
Genetics, huh? Yeah, I'm 5'11", you know, the blonde hair, green eyes, recessive genes. Oh, yeah, I've got some genetics to sell. I should sell my eggs, sell my ovaries. I'll make a fortune.
No, I think that you'll make more of a fortune when you use them to raise your own loving children.
One of these days, you never know.
Yes, I think that one of these days you will. Now, Crimson Holdings, is that available on the internet too?
Absolutely, it's crimsonholdings.com.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that as well.
That'd be terrific.
Yeah, why not? And we want you to come to pmpnetwork.com and check it out.
Absolutely.
pmpnetwork.com.
Very cool.
And you can check me out too. There's a little About Mark section. You can check that
really?
Out.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to have to do it. Fantastic.
Yeah. So it was great to talk to you.
And aired later?
Yeah, it's going to be airing tonight at 7 o'clock.
All right, fantastic.
And, folks, you can actually see Pamela kind of in the flesh, but not in the flesh, in Maxim magazine, December issue. I was a little disappointed, though, you weren't on the cover.
I was a little disappointed, too.
And they should have had you on there. You're a better babe than those other ones.
They cut me out.
Yeah, well, you should be on there.
I must have offended someone.
I don't like it. I'm protesting. I wasn't even going to promote Maxim, but I'll mention Maxim, but I'd rather promote Crimson Holdings and PamDay.com.
Yeah, well, you can see more photos of me, of course, at PamDay.com, or in Vogue this month, or in Fortune last month.
You're in Vogue, too?
Yeah. You can't swing a cat without seeing a photo of me someplace. Right,
well, this Apprentice 2 thing was a good thing for you, then.
You know, it's been a lot of fun. It's really, I mean, for me, when in your life do you get to, you know, talk to people on the radio and, you know, meet people like you? It's just, this is a dream. This is a lot of fun.
But if you think about it, though, here you are, an investment person trying to get people to invest in Crimson Holdings, and, you know, maybe some people may not know PMDay, but now they will see you, they will get to know you, and pretty much, I know this from hosting a TV show out here, that once you're on TV and once you're seen a lot, people trust you, they think they know you.
Yeah.
So in that way, it should help your business as well.
You know, it's also helped insofar as I've been building up now basically a speaking business. I do a lot of speaking engagements because so many businesses and organizations are interested in talking about women in leadership and gender issues in the workplace. They all want to know, why were the women of The Apprentice misbehaving and what was it like to manage the men versus the women and those types of topics, of course, and then, of course, investing topics. That whole business is now thriving just because of the PR from the show. So that's been a ton of fun because I love to talk about those topics. I love to be out talking about business. That's my passion, right? I'm not an actress, you know. I'm a business lady.
Well, you got to actually see the Donald's hair up close.
I did.
It's kind of got a life of its own.
It's a masterpiece. It's really like art. I don't know what it's made of. I don't know how it works. It's an enigma to me. I don't fully understand it. I've studied it, and I can say I still don't fully understand it. It's like quantum physics.
You didn't get to put your hands through it, huh?
You know, I wouldn't even try. I don't think he ever lets anyone get that close.
Just George.
Maybe George. It really, I mean, it looks lovely, you know, posed, sitting there. It's when, you know, the wind is blowing that you start to question what exactly is going on there.
Yeah, I believe there's some suspicious foreign substance up there, but
there's some funny business going on, but I just can't put my finger on it. I wish I could deconstruct the hair and give you a better answer. I've been trying and trying, and I just still can't put my finger on it.
Well, I like your hair. How's that?
That's very sweet. Thank you.
We're talking to Pamela Day, and you can check her out yourself. PamelaDay.com, and if you're looking for an investment, go to PamDay.com, and go to CrimsonHoldings.com. For investment stuff. And it's a pleasure talking to you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Now, did you ever come back to Boston at all? No, you went to school here.
You know, I come back, not that frequently, maybe once a year or once every 2 years, when Harvard's got something going on.
So the next time you come back, you're going to call Mark Snyder and say, Mark, I'm coming in. Come meet me.
Absolutely. I would love to come in. I love doing radio. Love it. And I love coming into the studios. It's just fascinating to me. I always have so much fun.
We'll put you on the TV show if you come into Boston.
You know, that would be really fun. I'm going to take you up on that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to contact you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.